Good morning, Texas. This is Mike Paulson, North Dakota. It is Friday, end of the week. We've been through some pretty interesting stuff this week. This is the Cup of Goodness program. We are talking about the goodness of God, not the goodness in that He has blessed us with physical, materialistic, worthless little things that'll burn. He's blessed us in a spiritual manner and with an understanding. Oh, it's absolutely marvelous. But that's just my opinion. And if you don't believe that, then I guess you don't agree with me. But this is another unique little program this morning. We are going to look at Proverbs, and we are going to look at how it is that kids can spoil the relationship between mom and dad and eventually lead to that divorce we've been talking about, which is not necessary. We're going to be looking at when kids go wrong, do something wrong, mess up, slip up, you know, whatever, and it gets pretty serious, or whatever the situation would be, I suppose. Dad reacts one way. Mom reacts a different way. If mom doesn't realize that dad is not even built, not even made, or not even created to respond like she was, maybe she wouldn't get quite so upset, quite so depressed, quite so frustrated and frustrated with the fact that it doesn't look like the dad is interested in doing much about it. And as a result, the kids pick up on that and they start working on dad because they can get away with stuff with dad. But when they do something really wrong, mom just gets so upset. And so then the wife thinks that the dad doesn't care and you've got yourself a marriage issue. We are going to look at a lot of verses this morning and we're going to see the way dads react to when the kids are good, and the way dad reacts when the kids are naughty or bad or whatever is different than how mom is going to respond to their goodness and how mom is going to respond to the wrongness, naughtiness that the kids do. And like I said, because mom doesn't understand that dad's made differently to deal with these situations, unless she understands that, well, mom's going to get pretty mad at dad for not seeming to care as much as she does. And like I say, thus beginneth a marriage issue. So let's just jump right into this because I'm known for not getting my programs done in a one program session. Let's see if we can do this morning. Let's take our Bibles and let's turn to Proverbs chapter 29, verse 3. And what we're going to do here first is we're going to go down these Proverbs and we're going to see what that Bible says about a man and his children, how a man reacts when his children are good, and how a man reacts when the children are bad. Hopefully, we can go down mom's side and we'll compare them all. Let's get going here instead of me just yap back in here. Here we go, 29 verse 3. Whoso loveth wisdom rejoiceth his father. Right there, if a kid is doing good, whoso loveth wisdom. If your kids love wisdom, whoso loveth wisdom rejoiceth his father. His father will rejoice in the fact that as a child, as a young person, as a young adult or whatever, as one of his kids doing wisdom gets him to rejoice. Let's go to chapter 23, verse 24. The father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of him. So we've got 2 points there. The father of the righteous, his kids are doing well. Doing good, as they would say. He shall rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of him. So what do these good, quote, good kids, unquote, do for the dad? He will greatly rejoice, and he shall have joy. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 10, verse 1. A wise son maketh a glad father. That's good. A wise son maketh a glad father. So we got these kids that are doing well in school, well in home, well in life, well in the world out there. Dad will rejoice. Dad will greatly rejoice. And he will be with joy. And then he will be glad. Chapter 15, verse 20. A wise son maketh a glad father. How does dad respond? He's glad. Let's go to chapter 23 again. Chapter 23, verse 25. And it says, thy father and thy mother shall be glad, and she that bare thee shall rejoice. Don't want to give away the stuff about the mom there yet. But the father and the mother shall be glad. So we've got verses here that are telling us that the parents, mom and dad, will be glad. Dad will respond with joy, and he will greatly rejoice. Not just rejoice, but greatly rejoice. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 12. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. So there will be correction from a father who delights in his son. Even as a father. Even as a father what? For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth. Even as a father, the son in whom he delighteth. So again, father, he delights in the son enough to correct him. Now we have to remember that Timothy talks about the scriptures, that they're there for correction and instruction in righteousness. We're not looking for God as the father to chastise, to spank us. We're just seeing the simple fact here that the father delights in his son, will correct him. There's all sorts of different ways to look at correction. But for now, I just want you to get the fact that if the father, if the father delights in his son, he will do what he can to guide and to correct that son. And then chapter 17, let's go to chapter 17, verse 6. Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are their fathers. So when the kids are doing well, and the glory of children is of their fathers, that's a fantastic thing. The glory of children is the fathers. You become the kid's glory. With delight, be glad. With joy, greatly rejoice. So those are how dad responds to the good kids. Now, let's go to Proverbs chapter 23 again here. Let's go to mom for a minute here. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 25. Thy father and thy mother shall be glad, and she that bare thee shall rejoice. So, mom's going to be glad, and she's also going to rejoice. Well, doesn't that sound the same? A little bit, but that's all it says. Mom is going to rejoice and be glad. But dad, he's going to rejoice. He's going to greatly rejoice. He's going to be with joy. He's going to be glad with delight. He'll delight in his kids so much that he will do what he can to correct them. And then he will be his child's glory. What father out there doesn't want their children to be proud of them as their dad? Well, here, if this kid's been doing well, dad's had an opportunity to rejoice. I mean, greatly rejoice. He's been parenting with joy. He's glad. He looks at his children with delight. They will make him their glory. Mom, on the other hand, when the kids are doing well, she rejoices, and she's glad. But that's all there is. So when the kids are good, dad enjoys the kids more than when the kids are good with mom. Okay, so there's that. How are we doing on time? Well, it's about halfway. Now we go to the other stuff. But do you see the difference there? By going to Proverbs, we see six things that when the children are good, it pleases dad. And we see two things that it pleases mom. So let's go to the other half of the issue. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 28, verse 7. I have to slow down here a little bit for this section. 28:7. Whoso keepeth the law is a wise son, but he that is a companion of righteous men shameth his father. Oh, so here we got one of his kids. In this particular case, he's a companion of righteous men, and it says, shameth his father. So, the father experiences shame when his kids do something wrong. Let's go back to Proverbs 17. We're going to look at 25. A foolish son is a grief to his father. So we've got these foolish sons, we've got these kids that are not doing the right thing, and the father is shamed, and he's grieved. Let's go to verse 21, just up a little ways. He that begetteth a fool doeth it to his sorrow, but the father of a fool hath no joy. Okay, so what we're seeing here when the kids are doing wrong, we see a shame, and there's a grief there. It's a grief to him to see that happen to his kids. Now we're talking about a dad. What does that do to mom? Does mom seem to be grieved over these things? Seems like mom can handle these things better than dad can. Well, sure, dad's shamed, and he's grieved. Or if it's a good kid, he's got the child looks at him like as the child's glory. He looks at those kids with delight, to be glad, with joy, greatly rejoicing. You hang in there, I'll show you. Let's go here to 17, verse 21. We see also in 17:21, He that begetteth a fool doeth it to his sorrow. So here's another example. See, this man is, he's sorrowful, and the father of a fool hath no joy. So this foolish child is robbing the father of his joy. 1926, here we go, 1926. He that wasteth his father and chasteneth away his mother is a son that causeth shame and bringeth reproach. I like that word waste. Kids have used that the last 10, 20 years when they say they got rid of somebody, they wasted them. In other words, there was no need for them, they were wasted. Shot, killed, whatever. So he that wasteth his father and chasteneth away his mother is a son that causes shame and brings reproach. So here we have this kid that he's wasting his father and chaseth away his mother. Now there's a big clue there where it says, and chaseth away his mother. We'll see. We'll get to that point in a minute here. Just recognize there is a difference starting to develop. If your kid are doing some naughty things or whatever, he's actually wasting you as a father, making you pointless, making you issueless. You have no wisdom, you have no life, you have no need. He has no need for you. How about verse 13, chapter 19, verse 13? A foolish son is the calamity of his father. Okay, so he's a calamity with his father. A calamity is a disaster. He doesn't know how to deal with it. What do I do with this thing? And then sometimes us dads, we just kind of either poo-poo it or just strike out and be done with it. There's a calamity there that's just a real mess here. If we go to chapter 30, let's go to 30 verse 11 here. We see another thing that takes place. 30 verse 11. There is a generation that curseth their father and doth not bless their mother. So what do we get there? We get to be cursed by our kids. Well, that's a joy, isn't it? No, not really. How about verse 17? The eye that mocketh at his father and despiseth to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out and the young eagles shall eat it. Well, those kids are going to get messed up, aren't they? When those kids find out that mom and dad have been locked up and put aside into a camp and whatever, they're going to feel pretty bad about that. And then let's go to the last one, Proverbs 19, verse 26. Proverbs 19, 26. We'll finish up with how dad handles the kids. Now, it's nothing spectacular there. Verse 26, Proverbs 19, 26. He that wasteth his father and chasteneth away his mother is a son that causeth shame and bringeth reproach. That's if you're going to bring a reproach against your family here. Let's just do a quick little review of the man side. We have enough time to talk about the ladies. The dad side with the good kids, dad will rejoice. Dad will greatly rejoice. He'll parent them with joy. He'll be glad. He'll have delight towards his children. And he will be his child's glory. Mom, on the other hand, just has two points, rejoice and be glad. Mom is never the one with delight. Mom is never the one that becomes the child's glory. It's always dad. How come dad always gets this? Well, there's a list of reasons. But there is some rejoicing that goes on. And he does say to be glad, so she will be glad, and she will rejoice. But like everything else, we'd like to know the depth of these verses and what we're talking about here. It just helps us get a better understanding of why these kids are getting away with at the house, what they're getting away with. And we also want to understand that they are pitting the mother against the husband, the father there, because the father just does not take what these kids are doing all that badly compared to mom's. And mom will expect that man to have that kind of a heart, that kind of caring, that kind of self-discipline, et cetera, when the kids are bad, for dad to deal with that. But when he doesn't, we have conflict between parents. Okay. So now this is where the big difference starts to show up. Let's do one more quick summary here. When the kids are doing great, dad has more joy and gladness with delight, and he becomes his child's glory. He just greatly rejoices. Mom, on the other hand, rejoice and be glad. Mom's busy being mom, working hard around the house. We go into where the kids do some negative things in their life. To dad, that brings shame and grief, no joy. Your kids are acting like fools. You're wasted. It's a joint calamity. You're both in hot water over this stuff. It's totally a mess for both of you. Then it says you're cursed by your kids. You're mocked by your kids. In 1926, you will suffer reproach for that. Okay, so what does Proverbs say about the woman and their naughty kids? Now this becomes more interesting. Proverbs 19:26. We read this one a few minutes ago. He that wasteth his father and chase away his mother is a son that causeth shame and bringing of reproach. Well, the dad is shamed too, so that's nothing abnormal there. The dad is shamed. Okay, let's go to chapter 15, verse 20. But a foolish man despiseth his mother. So when the kids are going bad, no joy from that fool to the father. He'll feel wasted, joy, calamity, cursed by his kids, mocked by his kids, shamed and grieved. But in Proverbs 15, a foolish man despiseth his mother. He'll despise his mother. Nowhere does a man feel despised by his kids. It's the mother that gets the despising-ship that she has to deal with. Let's go to Proverbs 3:22. Well, that's interesting. Yes, it is. We're trying to go through Proverbs for a little bit here, trying to see what it is for these kids who are pitting the parents against each other. Now we're going to 19:26. We went there earlier with the men, but let's go there again with the woman and see what goes on here. He that wasteth his father and chaseth away his mother is a son that causeth shame and bringeth reproach. So the father, no joy. He'll feel wasted, joint calamity. But the mother chases her away. Mom just can't stand to be around that's going on. Us dads seem to be able to go the flow a lot better when our kids are starting to mess around. Part of it, Mom, is because we remember when we did that as a young boy, and we have a hard time putting a hammer down on our young boy when nobody put the hammer down on you when you did it and got away with it. And see, you turned out all right. But to Mom, that'll cause her shame. And Mom will be chased away. Mom will not deal with this forever. Now let's go to Proverbs chapter 30. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 11. Again, we're going to have to look at this word and make sure we rightly divide it, rightly define it. Proverbs 30, verse 11. There is a generation that curses their father and does not bless their mother. Wow. There is a generation that curses their father. So we know that that takes place. He gets cursed over this stuff and does not bless their mother. So mother is a blessing is rejected for mom. And how many parents feel like their kids just left and didn't leave any kind of a blessing? I mean, what kind of, they're just gone. He's like, cut the cord, boom, and they're gone. So let's go to Proverbs 17:25. And it says here, a foolish son is a grief to his father. Okay, so we know about the grief. But then it says, and bitterness to her that bare him. Oh, so we have a foolish son here. Well, the dad has his problems. The kid is causing grief to dad, robbing him of his joy, etc., etc. But in this case right here, mom becomes bitter. A foolish son is a grief to his father and bitterness to her that bear him. So mom gets bitter. Dads aren't getting bitter. Dads seem to be more go of the flow kind of a thing. But moms, they get pretty strict on this stuff. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon. A wise son maketh a glad father. So we know that the dad will be a glad father. But then it says, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. See, that's the most important verse of all of these. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. Doesn't say heaviness of his mother and father. So you've got your kids acting up and things go on. Well, your dad feels wasted. He has no joy. He's got grief. And he does have a level of shame, no doubt. But he doesn't have the heaviness in his heart that his wife would have towards that kid. There's a heavy heart that moms get when their kids are not doing right. And the dads, it's just not as important. And then chapter 19, verse 26. He that wasteth his mother and chaseth away his mother is a son that causeth shame and bringeth reproach. We read that earlier. We just had to point out the fact that, yes, the mother still suffers reproach as well. So what we have here is I've got this thing on a PowerPoint presentation on the website, www.scatteredchristians.org. You click down to those pictures and you find the presentation page, and you can go to that page and you can click and these verses will pop up in front of your screen one at a time. Well, what verses? The verses that say when the kids are doing well, dad rejoices, dad greatly rejoices, dad lives with joy, he is to be glad, he has a delight, and he will be the child's glory. He will be his child's glory. When your kids are young, who do you want to marry? Oh, I'd like to be like my dad. And what year does that go away when they no longer want to be like that? So mom, she gets to rejoice and be glad over her kids, but that's all she can do. That's all this listed is doing. Well, what about this negative thing? What about this? The parents whose kids are acting up in the mall? Boy, what a horrible time in the stores today is in our Christmas malls with all these Christmas decorations. Kids thinking they're going to get all this stuff. That's even cruel to do to them. So we see as we review this thing here, we see that dad, when the kids are good, he will rejoice. He will greatly rejoice. He'll live a day with joy. He'll be glad. He'll have delight in his children and his children. He will be the glory to his children. Marvelous thing. Mom, she'll rejoice and be glad. If the kids are acting up and not doing a good thing, sure, both mom and dad are shamed, but dad is the one who's grieved. Dad will have his joy spoiled. The Bible says it'll be wasted. Dad's just a basket case, so she's just wasted, not even his dad anymore. A joint calamity, it'll be a challenge between both mom and dad to deal with this kid. He will be cursed by his kids. He will be mocked by his kids. And yes, he will suffer reproach. He will have to take the shame and embarrassment that comes from those kids. But mom is different. Mom will be shamed, but mom will also be despised by those children. Mom can be chased away. She can get to where she doesn't want to have to deal with those kids. Here, you do it when dad comes home. She's chased away. And those kids will not be a blessing to her mother. Those kids will not be a blessing to their mother. She takes it as a personal blessing when those kids are doing well, and she takes the blessing affronted when they're not. And then she will suffer reproach, just like the dad. She'll be embarrassed over that stuff. But the two that are really big is a mom can become bitter. She can become bitter towards her children. She can become bitter toward her husband. She can become bitter towards a lot of people. And a lot of ladies that I have met in the ministry, a lot of ladies I have met while I'm in school teacher, they have a bitterness. They are bitter towards men. They're bitter towards teachers. They're bitter towards everybody if their kids aren't doing what they expect them to do. And then lastly, when the kids aren't doing a good job and they're embarrassing their parents and they're shamed there, and the mother's being despised and chased away, and dad suffering grief and shame, mother is the one that has a heavy heart. Mom's the one that takes it seriously deep down. And the dad doesn't. Sure, he's grieved. He's shamed. He doesn't have a joy from his kids. He's wasted. You know, he's cursed by his kids. He's mocked by his kids. But his heart isn't heavy about it. He's got to go out there and plant the crops. He's got to go out there and fix the vehicle. He's got to go there and get to work. He doesn't have time to have a heavy heart. But the mothers do. The mothers do. Unless, of course, it's a working mother, working father, then you don't even know when your kids are doing bad because you don't even know when your kids are doing good. They're just like the pet dog and pet cat in the family. Come home and feed them. You have no life with your children. So when those kids finally grow up and crash, dad's got these things to deal with. Mom's going to be bitter and have a heavy heart. And she's going to get mad at her husband because he's not bitter towards his children, and he certainly doesn't have a heavy heart. Dads, we're not famous for having heavy hearts. We just have grief and shame. But the heavy heart, the bitterness, to not feel blessed, to be chased away, that's the mother. And when the mother doesn't understand why the husband isn't bitter or have a heavy heart or feels chased away or doesn't worry about the blessing or not of his kids, she'll get mad at him for not responding to the children's actions the same way she does. Well, ladies, your husband is not made to react the way you did. And if you are like me and the nest is empty and you want to look back and see what happened with your kids or what happened in your lives as mothers and fathers, and maybe you've been mad at your husband, you've been blaming your husband all these years because he didn't care. No, dad cared. He has the shame, he has the grief, he doesn't have the joy from his kids. He's mocked by his kids. But he doesn't have the heavy heart, never had the heavy heart. So maybe now, mothers, you'll understand why your husband was the way he was. during the time of having your children around the house. And husbands, you'll understand why your wife took things so tough, because that's the way they're made to be. Shame, they'll be despised, they'll be chased away, they'll feel not blessed, they'll be bitter, and they'll have a heavy heart. There's my biblical counseling for you folks about parenting with the kids that are good or kids that are naughty or bad, and how the parents deal with it. Dad and mom are different. Don't expect each other to react the same way, and understand where each one is coming from, and your kids cannot destroy your marriage. You'll have some wisdom. We'll talk to you Sunday morning, and if not Sunday morning, we will see you or talk to you on Monday.